Welcome to Land Academy. This is the Cash Flow from Land Show, where we show you how to buy unwanted vacant land and sell it for more on the internet. I'm Steve Butella.
I'm Jill DeWitt.
We are your hosts. With over 15,000 completed transactions, we are the experts in this niche land flipping business.
We hold a drawing to win a free property every month. Enter to win by reviewing this show on iTunes and downloading our free ebook at landacademy.com. All right, let's get this show started.
Steve Butella from Land Academy. Welcome to our Cash Flow from Land show. In this episode, Jill and I talk about the signs. You know, what signs are you experiencing that show you you can't manage your business alone any longer? Jill, this is about the best problem you could have.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very topical because I know we're super busy right now. As always, I can't wait to talk about this, but let's take a quick question.
Okay. Victoria from California called in, and what she did is she called the 888-735-5045 number and asked this question. Which tax sales do you regularly buy property at? Good question.
Yeah.
I wonder if she means California or all over. I'm going to let you answer that.
I don't either. It's dangerous to ask such a vague question to us.
I know.
Because we could take like 2 hours to answer it.
You know what? Here's my answer. The good ones.
Wouldn't it be great if all Land Academy was based on stuff like that?
That's right. I only
go. It was all just theory.
Victoria, the profitable ones, the ones that nobody else is at.
You should go to the same tax sales that you go to. Use the same methodology as the way that you choose men. They should only be handsome and rich and a lot of fun to be around and entertaining 98% of the time.
You know, I'm going to add to that. And I agree, because here's what I think. You should go to a tax sale like you choose a man. They need to look good on paper first. but seriously, most tax sales, you get a list ahead of time of all the properties. So that would be my first thing. I would look at the properties and the valuations and what the starting bids are and all that before I even show up. So
Jill and I were at a dinner party like a week ago, and we were with, I don't know, four other couples, and there's a super good looking handsome guy there, and he was just kind of sitting at the end of the table. He was totally with, I don't know if it was his wife or I remember. And about halfway through, he started talking, and Jill just leaned over and said it was so much better when he doesn't talk at all.
That's true. I remember that. That was really funny. Everybody's dated a person where they just kind of wish they didn't talk. They look great standing there,
yeah,
when they're not any fun to talk to.
Really?
And they don't really last very long because you're like, it's painful.
Really appreciate your low standards in men. Thank you, Jill.
Thanks. Thanks a lot. Oh, gosh. So I have three things to say about this.
Yeah, go ahead.
You want to hear my three? Okay, so as I was taking notes and thinking before we did this show about, all right, what are the signs that you can't manage your business alone?
Wait, that's the end of it?
Yeah.
With the caller on the tax sales?
Oh, I'm sorry. Was there more to that?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. There has to be more. Of course there's more. You know what the real answer to this question is?
Uh-huh.
If you're new at this, cut it out with the tax sales. Send some letters out. Learn how to do this. You know, the tax sales are just a crutch. You can do great. You know, it's a high risk thing. You could show up, there could be nobody. You could show up, there could be everybody. You might get lucky online. California holds almost all of their tax sales online through bidforassets.com. It's BID, the number 4. assets.com. Jill and I have knocked it out of the park, just screwing around in the office, buying stuff on an auction there, tax property right from the county.
Mm-hmm.
We've also, way more times than that, you know, completely wasted 2 hours.
Mm-hmm.
We could have spent those 2 hours sending out a mailer to like 10,000 people.
Mm-hmm.
Now we're buying property for sure at great prices.
Mm-hmm.
So the answer is, Victoria from California, assuming you're early on in your career, there's no good sales. There's no good tax sales to go to regularly.
Right.
When you're a little bit more experienced, we'll talk.
I love it.
I'll tell you when you're older.
All right.
Did your parents ever tell you that?
No, but you have.
That's how I'm going to answer every question. You're not ready for that. I'll tell you when you're older.
You do that all the time. What are you talking about?
Not to members.
Oh, we know. That's true. You do it to me.
You and other members of our family, I do.
That's true. You know, we should start doing that. You know, we're going to do that on our next. We have a every Thursday, we do weekly conference calls with our Land Academy members. We have a call at 3 o'clock for all of the members. And then we have a call at 4 o'clock for just our pro members, the ones that are really in it and are getting, they have our data to doorstep product, which I'll let Stephen explain in a minute. But that would be a great thing to tell.
With the experienced ones.
See what they do.
I mean, that's what's prompting these titles that we're recording right now, is because we've got these pro members who are taking advantage of the data to doorstep product that we have, which is access to, you know, the best data. It's access to the best database in the country for doing what we do. Mm-hmm. We're a licensed provider of that data from a company called CoreLogic. And so they're doing exactly what we're telling them, or an offshoot of what we're saying. Mm-hmm. Or asking them to do it, and they're getting crushed with responses, and mm-hmm. they're begging us, like, you know, geez, what do I do? It I sent out X amount of letters and I got all this response, and mm-hmm. you know, and again, greatest problem you can have.
I know. So, I love it. I love, because between the two calls, there's a definite level. There's a definite difference. The people that are now really in it, you know, they're mm-hmm. coming up with a lot of good, solid.
Yeah. Hey, I remember, and I don't want to sound like somebody's father here, but almost probably half the people on that call came to us, remember? And they're incredibly skeptical. Mm-hmm. Oh, does this work? This is like a year ago.
That's so true.
I don't believe this works. Jill, explain it to me. Why haven't I heard about this before? I heard it all.
Exactly.
And now they're just crushing it.
Totally.
Every once in a while when we're on the call, I say, hey.
Remember when?
XYZ. Remember that call we had about 9 months ago and you just thought this was a pile of malarkey?
Yeah. It is kind of funny. You know, I think I've seen a direct relationship, and I appreciate that, because those people that were the most skeptical really are in it to do it. They're mm-hmm. in it. They're serious. That's why they were skeptical. And I get it. And I'm glad. And they are some of the most successful.
Right.
It's awesome. So cool.
All right, so I interrupted you. So you had three things to say.
I do. So my three signs that you can't manage your business alone anymore are, one, you're not getting any sleep, obviously. Two, your family has reported you as an intruder when you came home one night.
Oh, this is a comedy portion.
I think so. No. And three, you can't afford not to. You are probably losing deals because you aren't completing deals. You're leaving cash on the table. That's the part that really bugs me when that happens to me. I've had deals, we've talked about this, I think, on the air, where I didn't close a deal fast enough, and then the cousin said he wanted it, or they changed their mind, something happened, you know, Stephen?
Yeah.
And that's like, leaving cash on the table to me hurts.
Yeah. So the biggest one that we run into is, or the one that I it gets to me for some reason, is I ran out of acquisition money.
Yeah.
You know, I allocated $3,000 to buy property or some number, and I spent it all in the first week, and it's all being sold, and I've got 14 more deals I can look at. Mm-hmm. That's an incredible sign that, you know, mm-hmm. this is really working, that mm-hmm. you're doing everything properly. You don't have to have a ton of money to start. So that's why we created the membership pro program that we have, where all the people that have been doing it are in one little group. Jill put together a product called the Deal Board, which is all included with that level of membership. Mm-hmm. And so we all exchange, you know, Jill and I do deals with members all the time. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that's the number one sign that I hear is I ran out of money already. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, well, that's the greatest thing there ever was.
Totally. You know, it's funny about that. Remember a couple of weeks ago?
We had a solution to that.
We had a guy that one of our rock star members who wanted to do a deal with you. He knows who he is and he's listening now probably. Anyway, he pulled the deal out from under us and said, nah, I got the cash after all. Remember that one?
Yeah, he said, what happened was, he's like, here's all the maps. He did everything right. All the maps. Here's all the data. Do you guys want to do the deal? And I said, you know, it was Friday or something. I said, absolutely. I'll let you know on Monday. And then over the weekend, I looked at it all and I said, yeah, I do want to do the deal.
Yeah.
And he said, you know, I already found a buyer and, thanks anyway.
Yeah. I was like,
what? I'm like, well, because we both are going to make about 20 grand on it.
That's so funny.
I said, what? then I want my 20 grand. He's like, yeah, I don't think so.
It's all good.
We had all had a good laugh about it.
That's funny. So good.
You know what this is? This title reminds me of? Did you ever hear of Jeff Foxworthy, the comedian?
Wasn't he like in the 80s?
I don't know.
I've heard
of
him.
He does a bit called, you know, you might be a redneck if certain things. Joe, you're looking at me like a crazy person.
I am looking at you like a crazy person. I don't know, though. I don't know that one, no.
You know, signs that you can't manage your cash machine of a business, and there's like signs you might be a redneck. Like, for instance, if you've ever hauled a can of paint to the top of a water tower to defend your sister's honor, you might be a redneck. That kind of thing.
I don't even know what that means, other than it's a weapon in some way. You're not going to paint the guy, though.
No, if somebody maybe said some negative stuff about your sister.
Oh, they painted something up there. Ah.
You had to paint it over it.
I'm like, are you doing something like you're beating up somebody with a can of paint? Like, where are you going?
Boy, that backfired.
We do not have that in Southern California.
I think he's from Southern California.
Is he really?
Oh, I don't know. Okay. He's from like the deep south somewhere.
Okay. Oh, my goodness.
Boy, that flopped. You must really be busy at your job.
I'm sorry. Am I distracted?
No, it's okay.
Okay. All good.
No, I mean, all kidding aside, there are signs, you know, and we've done several other episodes addressing how to handle this. So, if you're lucky enough to no longer be able to manage your cash machine of a business by yourself, I mean, what's some good advice? What would you do? I know we've talked about this a lot. You know, it's a balance between you can't do it alone.
Okay, so. Well, here's my advice. I would identify your strengths and your weaknesses. And then that would be my very first thing. And I would look at finding solutions to solve the things that take the most of my time. And maybe that means hiring help. It might be part-time. It might be just bringing in, I don't know. You might be a virtual assistant. Or it might even be going so far as finding a partner.
Well, I was just going to say that my solution to removing all the stuff that I don't want to do in this business after doing it for 15 years was you.
Thank you.
And it worked like a dream.
Thank you.
Because you're right. If you're a great analyst, but you're not the best on the phone person, find somebody to do that.
You don't need two analysts.
It might be your wife. It might be one of your kids or something.
Mm-hmm.
Or your brother. Or a guy down the street. I don't know. And you don't need two analysts. That's for absolutely sure.
Yeah.
Absolutely, Jill. And you don't need two salespeople.
No.
You can just, can you imagine two salespeople just sit there and selling each other all day and
nothing gets done. So, you know, it's funny. This has come up with our members.
We've had a lot to say about this.
We've had consulting calls on this and they were talking about taking on partners and some of our important things about that. And a lot of it is, you know, make sure they bring something else to the table. Yeah. That's my thing. And you want them to have skin in the game.
Right.
Because we all look at deals differently when it's your money that you're spending as well. You know, it's half of yours. That is so important.
Right.
So.
Well said.
Thank you.
On that note, join us in another episode where Jill and I discuss your all-important success in real estate and in life. I like when you say skin in the game.
You like that? you know what's interesting is where I learned that a long time ago from my brother because a long time ago I was looking, I thought about doing different businesses and things that I wanted to do on my own. And this was years ago back when he went to SC, but he, you know, you learn more out of college than you do in college kind of thing.
Amen, sister.
Yeah. So he was working on his own business plan for his own company years ago, his first company. And I remember asking a lot of questions back then. And that was one of his things is you want to make sure that you have the right partner who also has a piece of the action for a reason. You know, whether it's even an ice cream shop, they're not going to give away ice cream all day if it's coming out of their pockets.
Mm-hmm.
So.
That's great advice. The downshoot of that is you're splitting equity. And that's when you're very successful, equity is the last thing you want to give away. Equity, you want to give equity away, all kidding aside, as last resort, unless it's a situation like you and me,
mm-hmm.
where there's just a lot more to it than that. If we were just two people never doing a podcast, we're just sitting in an office, you know, buying and selling land, You know, and maybe, I mean, you happen to be perfect for this position, so it's different. But, you know, I've done it by myself, all by myself for a very long time. Right. And, you know, it would hurt a lot to give away equity. You know, I had an equity partner before you did it. And you know, that hurt.
Mm-hmm.
But it was very successful.
That's good. I'm glad.
This way is way better.
Totally.
Let's go buy some property.
We hold a drawing to win a free property every month. Enter to win by reviewing this show on iTunes and downloading our free ebook at landacademy.com.
If you want to get involved or you need more information about our profitable, niche real estate operation, call 480-467-0359. You just might get Jill at the other end of the line.
Landacademy.com. You are not alone in your real estate ambition.